God told Adam, Noah, be fruitful and multiply. Is there people in the room? When Adam was here and him and Eve were here alone, they were the only two here. But now, I've heard an estimate of 8 billion people on the planet now. So what God said, was it true? Oh, yeah, it's true. God told Noah to build an ark because I'm going to destroy this wicked earth with water. Did that happen? Floods came, wiped out the earth with nobody left but Noah and his crew, or his family, and a few animals that Noah loaded up. So God said, I'm gonna wipe all this evilness out with water. Did that happen? It's true. Oh, yeah, it's true. When they got ready to build the Tower of Babel, they were going to build a tower up to the heavens, and God said, I can't let you do that. He said, I'm going to confuse the language so that y'all can't be on one accord like y'all are. So is there still one language on the earth? So did he confuse the languages? Oh, yeah, it's true. God even said, you read the scriptures where before Christ got here, he let the prophets know that I will send a Savior, a Messiah. I will send the Christ. Did Christ come? Oh, yeah, it's true. God said, he let us know that he was going to send the Comforter. Holy Spirit was going to come. He said that through his son, Jesus. But he let us know that the Comforter was coming. Did he come? He told us he will fill us. And there will be evidence of speaking in tongues. Can anybody in here speak in tongues? Oh, yeah, it's true. And anybody who don't agree with speaking in tongues, I'm just here to tell you, yeah, it's true. It's real. I see comedians make jokes about speaking in tongues and stuff, but you can laugh all you want. It's real. Jesus said in John 5:19, and we're not turning there. I'm just letting you know where it is, and it's for my benefit too, but that he only does what he sees his Father do. So what Jesus says is apparently what God has said, because he only said and does what God said and does. He got all his actions, all his words from the Father above. So when Jesus said, I'm going to leave, but I'll send the Comforter back, that was God saying it. So we can be confident that anything Jesus said is true, because anything God said is true, because we have seen so far in scripture that God, whatever God says is true. Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus told the disciples to go into all the world. He told the disciples to go into all the world and make disciples. Did that happen? Did he make disciples? Yeah, it's true. It's for real. He also said in Mark 16:15, which is just Mark's account of it, Jesus, in John 5:8, told the man, take up your bed and walk. Did the man get up and walk? Oh, yeah, it's true. Mark 5, Jesus spoke to the evil spirits that were in the guy, and they said, we are legion. He told them, get out. Leave that man alone. Get out of there. And they started cutting up, and at least can we go to the swine? Because they knew they had to go. They couldn't stay there, and he gave him permission to go to the swine. But he said, come out of him. Did they leave him? Oh, yeah, that's true. On his way to pray for the servant, he was crowd in the crowd and was getting thronged, and then he turns around and says, who touched me? And found out the lady touched him, and he turns to her and says, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Did she get well? Yeah, it's true. She got well because he said, "You well, your faith made you well." Jesus walked to the tomb, said, "Lazarus, get your hand out here." Did he get up out of there? Oh, yeah, it's true. So, what God says is true. Apparently, what Jesus says is true. And now let's turn to John 17 and 1. And we're going to see here where Jesus passed the baton. I'm talking and I forgot to turn there. All right. We got to read a ways. We're going to do 1 through 14. We're going to do 16 and 18. And if I find a good place to skip down, I will. But y'all listen to what, this is Jesus' prayer. This is Jesus' prayer. Now what Jesus says comes true, right? So if anybody can get a prayer through, it should be Jesus, right? So what Jesus prayed here should have come true. I'm certain that it has come true. After saying all these things, Jesus looked upon to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that he can give glory back to you. For you have given him authority over everyone. He gives eternal life to each one you have given him." Now, who is Jesus talking about? He's giving him. He's making reference to the coming body of Christ, but he's also making reference to the people who have been made disciples, who are the followers, the people who have decided to follow Jesus and his teaching. And this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth. So he's saying these people that know the only one true living God and Jesus, they have access to eternal life. "I brought glory to you," verse 4, "here on earth by completing the work you gave to me to do. Now, Father, bring me into the glory we share before the world began." All right. "I have revealed you to the ones you gave me." So that means the disciples, current disciples at the time, Jesus has revealed the God Almighty to them. So they're giving them a grasp of who God is and what God is to them. "They were always yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything I have is a gift from you, for I have passed on to them the message you gave me." What did he just do? He passed on to them. What he's been doing on earth for his 33 years, he just passed it to them. And he's referring to disciples. This is Jeffrey Jones thinking. He's praying over the disciples. Now, like I said, you know, everybody knows that God's not a respected person, and these things pertain to whoever it pertains. If you love God, you know, you have aligned yourself with all the benefits thereof. "But I have passed on to them the message you gave me." They accepted it. So the disciples are getting it. "And know that I came from you, and they believe you sent me. My prayer is not for the world, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you. All who are mine belong to you, and you have given them to me. So they bring me glory. Now I am departing from the world. They are staying in this world, but I am coming to you. Holy Father, you have given me your name,